the Yistle Gedudi. We're talking about the original wall from the Chotzer is still there. On the bottom of the river, there's still the wall. The bottom 10 Tvachim is really still there. Like a picture 163. If you look good, here it's not so good anymore. It looks like there's nothing there. But on the bottom of the water, like with the bottom of the wall is still there. Hey, the bottom 10 Tvachim is still there. Just the water went into the Chotzer, it covered up the bottom 10 Tvachim. So really, really, the Chotzer is the Rishus HaYochid. Because really, the Chotzer has a wall at the entrance. There is Dal Tvachim there. But since the water covers it up, it depends like this. If you want to schlep the water into your house, by taking it into your house, since you're going so far away from this mechitzah, you can't see it at all, so Rabbanan said it's aser. So you're only makel if you make a new mechitzah, gevoya yutvachim. But to carry inside the chatz itself, since you're close, you're nearby, this gedudim, you can still see there's a little bit of a mechitzah there, so they were makel. So in the chatz itself, you are allowed to carry. Because Lamaitza, there is a fourth mechitza there. There is the bottom part of the wall there. Just to carry the water into your house, since you're going far away, there they're only mekel if you build up another mechitza, yutzvachem hoy. Right. Omer Rav Yehuda, mavui shloi nishtat fuboy. If you have a mavui that the chatzerim didn't make a erubi chatzeris, they didn't make a shittif. You're not allowed to carry from your house into the chotzer, into the mavui. Is hechsheroi belechi. It depends. If you put a lechi up, so stamazoi or movui is three sides has mechitzas. The fourth side is open the gami. So if you put a lechi on the fourth side, so the locher is hazorik l'toychoy chayiv. If somebody throws from Rishus Rabbim into this movui now, his midiraisa is called the Rishus Yochid, and you chayiv midiraisa. Hersheru b'koira. Let's say you only put a koira at the entrance to the movui. You didn't put a lechi. If the fourth side is open, you only put a curry on top. Is Allah Hazarik Latoychoi Potter? That's what Rabbi Yehuda said over. If you throw now from Rishus Rabbim into this Mavui, even though there are three walls all around, but since the fourth wall only has a curry, you Potter Midiraisa. That's the Havamina. So the Gemara, Maskavar Rashashis. It is Shver. Taima, the Brisa starts off and saying, Taima Dlernish Tatfaboy. It's talking about the Afka Mavui that you didn't make like an Ruvi Chatzeris. You didn't take a pass, collect bread from all the balabatim there to be able to carry from one house to another house. So did called the shtatz for boy. Mashmah, they did take Eruvi Chatzeris. Everybody gave a pass, gave a piece of bread. So they made an Eruvi Chatzeris and carry from one house to another house. Then it's mashmah filu achshera b'koyram. Even if at the entrance to the movi there was only a koyram on top, nami chayiv. Then you'll also be masking midiraisa yichayim. If you throw from Rishus Rabbim into the Mavui, and the fourth wall has only a koira, then you would be chayim. So the Gemara, what kind of svar is this? V'chi kikazu, also isa Rishus HaYochid, or Rishus Rabbim, like the Monoshach. This Mavui now, it has only three walls. The fourth side is open to Gamri. So Monoshach, what do I care if they made it a Ruvich HaTzeris or not? A Ruvich HaTzeris is the Rabbanan de Kalacha that you want to carry from one house to another house. But that has nothing to do to make the inside of the Mavui a Rishus HaYochid or not. To make it a Rishus HaYochid, it has to have a Din Mechitza. So the Shaila, is the Kaira called a Mechitza or it's not called a Mechitza? So what are you telling me whether you made a Shtufa Mavoyis or not? Vaita Votanya, another Kasha have. Chatzeris Sharabim. You have a Chotzer that belongs to Rabbin. A lot of houses open up into one Chotzer. Hu Adinu Mavoyis, Shein Mufuloshim. If you have a movui that's not open up on both sides, an alleyway, it's only like a regular movui sosum. It's opened on one side and closed the other three sides. On movui shenu fuloshim is alochem bein irvu, whether this chotzer and this movui made an eruv chatzeris, or bein lo irvu, whether they did not make an eruv chatzeris, they're not allowed to carry from one house to another house midirabonin. But still, the locher is hazorik latoychon chayiv, and that's how we hold the alochem. If you throw from Rishus Rabbim into a mokum that has three mechitzas around it, that's called Rishus Yochid Midiraisa and Abadi Yechayiv. We don't care what's on the fourth side of the Movi. Let's say there's nothing there on the fourth side of the Movi. But our koponim, since there are three mechitzas around the Movi, that's called Rishus Yochid Midiraisa. So Melech Shver Rabbi Yehuda, he made a chilek. If on the fourth wall there's a curry, he said, you potter. The chur, why you potter? Since you have three mechitzas, that makes it Rishus Yochid. So the Mori Ela Iyit Mahochi Yit Mavade, that was wrong. Now, you learn, this is what really Rabbi Yehuda meant to say. Omer Rabbi Yehuda, Mavui Shein Roy Leshituf, a Mavui that's not Roy, to make a Shtufa Mivoyis, which means that it's a mavim of foolish, that it's open on both sides of the mavui, it's not right to make a shtufa mivoyis now, because it's open on both sides of the mavui, then it's so, how many mechitzas do you have? Only two. On both sides it's open. Here it depends. Hechsheira b'lechi, if on one of the open sides you put a lechi, see, he holds lechi has a din mechitza to it. Lechi is like a mechitza d'iraisa. V'meila hazorim g'toich hachayiv. If somebody throws from Rishus Rabin into this mavui, he's chayiv midiraisa. Because the lechi has a shem mechitza, as if that's the third mechitza there. And three mechitzas make Rishus Yochid. Let's say achshera b'keira, you have this mavui that's open on both sides. And on the one of the open sides, you only put a keira across on top. A keira does not have a shem mechitza. Memela hazorik l'teche potter. If somebody throws from Rishus Rabin into this mavui, midiraisa you potter. Why? Because you only have two mechitzas here. I, on the third side, you have a keira. A keira is not mishum mechitza. Alma, we see, what does Rabbi Yehuda hold? Alma kesavar, lechi mishum mechitza. The matter of a lechi, when you put a lechi up on the third side, the entrance, that looks as if it's sosim. It goes straight across, and it has a din mechitza, the lechi. Mashenkein v'keira mishum heker. That's why we always make all of a keira, it only has a din heker to it. A keira never has a din like it's yerid v'saisim, it goes and closes down, gives it a shem mechitza. A keira is less of a kula. So meila keira is only mutar when you already have three walls. So three walls is a rishus yochi midiraisa. Just with the rabbanon, you have to have a fourth wall. So the rabbanon will make it with a heker of a keira. But here where you have a mavim, a foolish, that's open on both sides, so you only have two mechitzas. If you put a keira on the third side, that's nothing. That's not called rishus yochi midiraisa. That's why you put it. That's what Rabbi Yehuda meant to say. But he's only talking about where there's only two walls to the Mavi. Both ends are open to Rishus Rabim. So therefore it's good. But it's a Chiddush. If you put a Lechi on one side, a Lechi has a Shem Mechitza, and it's called Rishus Yochim Mediraisa, and now Yechayim. Yeah. The Marvachein Oma Rabba. Same thing Rabba holds. Lechi Mishum Mechitza. A Lechi has a Shem Mechitza, V'kara Mishum Heker. The Mata V'kara always is only a Heker. That's all. The Kara only has a Shem Heker. For Rav Amar, Rav says, "Name Echod Zev, Yechod Zev Mishum Heker. Both of them, Zaya Lechi, Zaya Kura, only has a din of a Heker. What's a Nafkamina? A Nafkamina, Midrabbonin, there's no Nafkaminas. Because Midrabbonin, we always say a Lechi to Kura only helps in the fourth wall. So in the fourth wall, either one is good. Let it only be a Heker. It's Mutter. The Shanafkamina is no Midiraisim. In our case, we have a Mavim of Foolish that's open on both sides through Shisarabim. So you only have two walls. The shaila now, if you put on the third wall, the one opening, you put a lechi. That according to the first man, the yama, according to Rabbi Yehuda, is called a mechitza. So midiraisa, you made it for Rishus Yochid now. According to Rav, no, it's still only a karmelis, and made it midiraisa, a potter. That's not called Rishus Yochid. A lechi can't make it into a mechitza. The Rambam paskins like Rabbi Yehuda, that a lechi does give it a shei mechitza. Vaita. Eisvei Rabbi Yaakov bar Abba l'Rova. Rabbi Yaakov Rabbi has the kasha to Rava. Is the alochon hazorik lemovui? If you throw something into the mavui, is yesh lelechi chayiv? It says a brisa claw. If the mavui has a lechi, then you chayiv midiraisa. As if you throw from Rishus Rabin into a mavui, and the mavui has a lechi, then you chayiv. Ain lelechi potter. If it doesn't have a lechi, you potter. So here it's a claw raya to Rabbi Yehuda that the lechi has a shem mechitza. And the Chur we're talking about, a Mavim of Foolish, that's open on both sides. So you put a Lechi in one of the entrances, do you see, Claude, the Lechi gives it a Shem Mechitza, and that's why you Chayiv. Mashenk, if it doesn't have a Lechi, you Potter. So Chur, it's a Claude right to Rav Yehuda, a Lechi has a Shem Mechitza to it. And the Gemara Rav answers like this, Hochi Koma, Ein Noit Sarech El Lechi, Luichu, the Mavi is a Mavi Sosum, that the Mavi is closed on all three sides. And all it needs is just a Lechi on the fourth side. So then, even without the lechi midiraisam, it's called a rishus yochid, because three walls make a rishus yochid midiraisam. The male hazorik l'teicha chayiv. If somebody throws from rishus rabin into this mavi, if the mavi is only missing a lechi, that means it has three good walls. So that's a rishus yochid midiraisam. Male yichayiv. Ma'ashen kein lechi v'davar achar luyitzu. This is a mavi mafulish. That a mavi mafulish needs a lechi on one side, but on the other side you also need a tzuras pesach. If the mavi needs a lechi and something else, means it's a mavi mafulish. So right now you only have two walls. Then I tell you, hazor gotechei potter. If you throw inside this mavi, even if you put a lechi on the third side, still you potter midiraisa. because Rava holds the lechi is not mishum mechitza. The lechi doesn't make it a mechitza. So all you have is just two walls, therefore you're potter. This wouldn't be a stira to Rava. Yes, that's the aside here. We have three walls. That's what three walls make a rishus hayochid. And Mashenka, the nafkamina here is we only have two walls, and you put a lechi on the third wall. For the Gemara Eitzvah, that's another kasha to Rava. Eitzvah, yes, Rakein Amar Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said a bigger chiddush than he said before. And before he's talking about something that you say good pitikrum. If you have like a bridge going over a mokum on both sides of the bridge, you say pitikra yerg v'saitim. It's called Rishus Yochid on the bottom. Now he says a bigger chiddush of Yehuda. Yes, Rakein Amar Rabbi Yehuda. Mishiyesh lo shnei batim v'shnei tzidei Rishus Rabbim. Somebody owns two houses on each side of the street. Hey, on this side of the street you own this house. Across the street from the Rishus Rabbim, you own another house. So this is a Yehuda sheet that it says what? If you want to carry now from one house to the other house through the Rishus Rabbim, the answer is oisa lechi mikan, v'lechi mikan. Make a lechi on one side of the house and on the other side of the house. Oi kuru mikan, v'kuru mikan. Or else a kuru being going across on that side of the house and another being going across on the other side of the house. That's enough. V'noise v'noisem b'emsa. And mainly a lot of carry in between. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, l'chura you see that what a lechi and a kuru is both mishum mechitza. Because here l'maisa, how many walls do we have? Only two walls. You have this house and the other house across the street. So we have these two walls. The two fronts of the houses are two walls, but nothing else. Still Rabbi Yehuda says you put a lechi or a kuru, you're allowed to carry. So chura you see a kuru and a lechi gives it a shem mechitza. And if the Gemara, no amru loy, the Rabbanan dinzach on Rabbi Yehuda, what do they say? Amru loy, the Rabbanan say back to Rabbi Yehuda, ein ma'arvin rishus harabim mekach. The Rabbanan say no, you can't make an erev like this. So lechur, even the Rabbanan, they don't dinzach on Rabbi Yehuda. They just hold that even though Luyitzui, this curve going across, or this lechi, has a shame mechitzom, but it's not going to be better than a tzuras ha-pesach. The Rabbanan cheat is that when the Rabbim walks through a tzuras ha-pesach, it breaks the mechitzom. So that's what Rabbanan argues on the Yehuda. How could you say just having a lechi? Good, a lechi has a shame mechitza. But since the Rabbim walks through these two lechis, the Rabbim breaks a tzuras ha-pesach. You can't be marav rishus ha-rabbim with just a tzuras ha-pesach. You have to have a delis. Yes, I call upon him though. Good, Rabbanan only dings it because there's a Rabbim. But without the Rabbim going through, mashma that be maskim to Rabbi Yehuda. So you see a lechi and a kaira does have a shame mechitza. So it's a kasha and rova. And the Gemara poshit. Hosom ksaber Rabbi Yehuda shtei mechitzas midiraisa. You just want to bring a raya from Rabbi Yehuda shritom. Ein echanami. Rabbi Yehuda himself zich holds that midiraisa. What makes up rishus yochid? Two mechitzas. That's Rabbi Yehuda shritom. But we the halacha don't hold like Rabbi Yehuda. We hold what makes up rishus yochid at least three mechitzas. You have to have three mechitzas. Mashenke in two mechitzas the zichid doesn't make rishus yochid. So here, but you can't bring any rice from Rabbi Yehuda that a lechi or a kuru has a shem mechitza. It could be no, it has no shem mechitza. Why is it mutter to matatl according to Rabbi Yehuda? Because Rabbi Yehuda holds that two mechitzas alone make a rishus yochid. And you only need a lechi the kuru mid rabbanan. That's why it could be make according to Rabbi Yehuda. But about the halacha, we hold not like Rabbi Yehuda that you need three wolves. It could be a lechi and a kuru like Rava don't have a shem mechitza. Amarav Yudah Amarav Movi Sha'ar Koi Kirachboi. If you have a Movi that is exactly long as it is wide, is Alocha Eino Nita Balechi Mashu. It doesn't have a shame Movi, and mainly on the fourth wall, even though it's a Movi Sosim, it has three walls all along, it's closed on all three sides. On the fourth side, there's no Heter with a Lechi alone. In other words, it has a Din Chotzer. What calls a movi that we had before already? A movi has to be longer than its width. If its width and length is the same size, it loses its shame movi. Omarav Chia Barashi. Omarav. Movi Sha'orko Kirochboi and Nitta Bakari Tefach. The same halacha. Since the movi is not longer than width, they're equal, the same length as the width, it doesn't have a heter of a movi and a Nitta Bakari. You can't be mati with a Kari Tefach. Omarav Zeira. Kama mechuvonim shmaita to the sabi. Like how good are these two halachas they said over? The what? What's the svara? Kivon the orka kirochboy. Once the movi is just as long as it is wide, it has the exact same measurements. Is halacha hevel lechotzer? this mavi gets a shame chotzer to it. Halacher is the chotzer ain't any teres, the lechi bekeirim. And a chotzer, that's most of our alleyways, are always only chatzerim, has a shame chotzer to it. A chotzer is not mutter with the lechi alone or a keir alone. Ela pas abo. By a chotzer, either you need one pas abo tfochim wide, or else you have to have two pasim, two lechis on each side. But what gives it a shame, movi? A movi has to be at least longer than it is wider. By the Omer Abzeira, e kashya, if I have any kashyas here, ho koshli, this is what shred to me. Lechura lehevi, levi hai lechi kepas mashu, v'nishtori. What are you telling me now? That it has a shame chotzer to it, that this movi lives like a chotzer? Good. So what do I care? So the movi lives a chotzer. A chotzer is mutter with a pas. So let them lechi have a shame pas. So why isn't this movi, even if the movi is just as wide, as long, why isn't the mutter with a lechi, let the lechi have a shame pas? And the Gemara posh it. Ish the mitzvah, hodi yom rabasi, om rab yechinim, pas a chotzer, tzrichin shihei bem abo. Like we said the whole time, when are we matter with a chotzer with one pas? Only if the pas is dalet fachim wide. Here you have a lechi. A lechi is only a mashu. See, if it has a shame movi, the rabbonim will make it by a movi with a lechi kolshu. But now that we're saying the movi is just as wide as long, it doesn't have a shame movi, it has a din chotzer. A chotzer is only muti if the pas is at least dalet tfochim wide. Omer Rav Nachman, nektina and we hold halacha, a zel movi, what is called a movi? Shenitte belechi bekoira, that has the coolest, that you could be mekel to metaltel in a movi, even if you only have either a lechi, a mashu, or else a kura going on top, it has to be kol she'orkoi yeser arochvoi. It has to be longer than it is wider. Vaita, ubatim v'chatzeres psuchim toichoi. You have to have two chatzerim opening up into the movi, and poshet, you have to have two houses opening up into each chatzer. That's called a movi. So here Rashi says, interesting, Rashi says here, ubatim v'chatzeres. Rashi says, "Shtei chatzeres psuchos l'toychein, ubayis psuach l'chol chotzer." Rashi here says, "Mashmo, only one house has to be opened up into each chotzer." Shkein hoye diros nufnei kol bayis haychotzer. Then, when the entrance to your house in front of the house, that's called the chotzer. But in the Gemara and Shabbos, we had klos mashmo, you have to have two batim, and Tois also about that. The bottom Tois says, "Batim chatzeres psuach l'toychein." So Toysa shtei chatzeres l'movi u shtei batim l'chol chotzer b'chotzer. V'ochi isa perek Reb Elezer d'Mila. That's what we had often in the Gemara and Shabbos, that you have to have two houses opening up into both chatzerim, and you have to have two chatzerim opening up into movi. That's called a movi. Less than that doesn't have a shame movi, and it's only called a chotzer. Right, four houses, right. So mele, all our alleyways between one house and the other house does not have a shame movi, because we don't have two houses opening up into a chotzer, so all our alleyways usually are only called a chotzer. Yeah. Now, v'yezel hi chotzer. Now, what's called a chotzer? She'eino niteris v'lechi v'koiro ela b'pas abo. Now, what's called a chotzer? That a chotzer doesn't have any heter with a lechi v'koirim. No, a chotzer always needs a pas abo. A chotzer is a more chomedic adin. Kol shem rubas. Abi it's squared. If a chotzer is squared, that gives it a shame chotzer, that you have to have a pas. One pas means at least dalet tfochim wide, or else two lechis would be good. We want to make a dik now. Rubas in agululoi. Dafuk if it's squared and not circled. Mahochi koma. If it's longer than wider, then it has a din movi. A movi is enough with either a lechi or a kaira. But let's say it's not longer than width. No, they're both equal, the length and the width is equal. Hevele chotzer, then it has a din chotzer. Vikama, how much? Trashi, vikama ye orko yoiser. How much longer does it have to be to give it a shame movi? He was saying now a movi is a pshat, it's longer than it is wider. How much longer does it have to be than wider to give it a shame movi, and it's not called a chotzer? The length has to be double. It has to be twice as long as it is wide. or Malay Rav, Rav answered back, Kochi Yom Chavivi, Afilu Mashu. You should know, even though it's a Mashu longer, still it's Mutter. So the kids, what's mashma from the last Gemara here, it's mashma two dinim here, that a movi is only called a movi with few gedarim. It has to have longer than wider, and you have to have two chatserim opening up into it, and you have to have two batim opening up into each chatser. Then the Gemara talks about a chatser. The Gemara says, what's called a chatser? A chatser is called merubas, if it's squared. Mashma of a chatser is longer than it is wider, it has a din of a movi, and it's mutter with a kar of a lechi. It's a pella. A chatzah doesn't have two batim opening up into it, and a chatzah doesn't have two chatzahim opening up into it. So why is a chatzah better than a mavi? That's Tosis Kasha. Tosis Kasha. Vim Taima. Chatzah Sheinim Rubas. The Mars Mashma, if you have a chatzah that's not squared, it's longer than wider, Heichi Mishtari Balechi. How is the muti with a lechi b'kairo? Who ain't batim b'chaseres, Tzuchum b'teichon. You don't have batim b'chaseres opening up into it. So why is a chatzah better than a mavi? So the bottom line of Tosis says, V'niru lefarish, the last two few words, V'niru lefarish, Mishum demovui korul l'rishus rabin. A movi, like an alleyway, is always close to rishus rabin. Yoysem mechotzer, more than a chotzer. Therefore, boi batim chaseris. Therefore, if you want to have this kula in a movi with a korul or with a lechi, you have to have two chaserim and two houses opening up into it. Because the movi is closer to rishus rabin. Mashenka in the Gemara's times, the chatserim, the chotzer, was in front of your house, and your house opened up into a movi, and then you went to Rosh Hashanah. So since the chotzer is further away than the Rosh Hashanah, a chotzer tak has a bigger kula than the movi does. That a chotzer, as long as the chotzer is not squared, as long as it's longer than it is wider, it could also have a heter of a bekar of a lechi. So l'gair l'maisa ba'os today, this heter we wouldn't have, because usually our chatserim are right in front of Rosh Hashanah. We have our house, and then we have the front yard, and then right away we go into the Rosh Hashanah. So the Chur, our Chatzerim, the Tosis Svara, should be like a Movi. That will only be Mutter with a Lechi or with a Kaira, only if you have two Chatzerim and two Batim opening up into it. So good, so Lamais, all our alleyways, or even the front of the house or the backyard, the Chur should have a din of a Chatzer. The Chur is still Shver. As the Chatzer, all you have to have to be Matra Chatzer is just two Lechis. All you have to have is a Lechi on one side and a Lechi on the other side. He's providing the entrance is 10 amis or smaller. If it's not more than 10 amis, all you should have to have is just two lechis. And lemaisa b'shasat chaf, it could be mekel, because that's mi'ikir adin is like that. Just interesting, the Ramah brings down, the meaning is not like that. The Ramah says, v'yeh shoymrim, d'noigin idna, like today, everybody's machmir, l'sakin kol ha'mavoyis b'tzuras ha'pesach. The meaning is now to be machmir, and even on the mavoyis, all mavis we only make all with the Surah of Pesach. Why? The whole hamavoy shalonu yeshlam din chaseris. They all have a din chaser, and that's our minik. So Kisa Mishmura says that even though a chaser is enough with two lechi, you shouldn't have to have a Surah of Pesach. But that's the minik that we're machmir. Mishum mavoyis ain't batim chaser suchem toichoi. Mishum the pomim hamavim mafulish mishneit stodiv v'yos vadin tzorach lahachmir boy. Hey, sometimes you won't know the difference. Sometimes we're afraid maybe the chotzer will be mefulish on both sides. So, and if it's open on both sides, then for sure you have to have a tzuras pesach on one side. Therefore, the minig is to be machmer that we want to make an erev to close off your backyard. We always put a tzuras pesach. That is our minig. But it says in Afkumina, let's say in the middle of Shabbos, the top string snaps. The string falls off it. So Vadi can still be maker to carry in your chotzer, because since you still have the two lechis there. Because maker adin, two lechis is enough. As long as it's not wider than 10 amis, two lechis is enough. Now, metchila, the minig is always to use the tzuras pesach. So, Vaita. Mishum Rabbi Shmuel Omar Talmudech, says in the Mishnah. Rabbi Shmuel says in Talmudech, that he says the machlokes was only when it's wider than Dalet Tfochim. But less than Dalet Tfochim, there's no machlokes. Tomorrow, Rabbi Kiva Amar, Alzer Zanechur. Rabbi Kiva says no. The machlokes is Beisham and Mesil is by both cases. Zai, whether it's less than Dalet Tfochim, more than Dalet Tfochim.